Another strategy you may be able to use in the budget step is called monkey's paw, or a monkey's fist. Have you ever seen a big ocean liner, you know, a cruise ship, come into dock? You notice the ropes, sailors call them lines, that are tied to the docks? These lines are about as thick as your arm. They're huge. Did you ever try to imagine how they got those heavy lines from the bow of the ship, several stories high, down to the pier? Well, they use something called a monkey's fist, because there's no way to throw that line from the ship's bow down to the pier without some help. The monkey's fist is a small rubber ball tied to a long, light line, which is in turn tied to a heavy line. The crewman on the ship throws the ball to a dockhand down on the pier, and the dockhand pulls the ball, then the light line, and then the heavy line down to the dock. How can you use this maritime analogy to increase your sales? Well, if you sell a big-ticket product or service, it could be very difficult for your prospect to make an all-or-nothing decision. Can you break up your big-ticket item into little pieces? For instance, could you sell your prospect a study? Is there a one-day consulting project you could do? Is there a 30-day trial, maybe, that you could sell them? What could you sell them that would be significantly less than the whole number? Maybe the person you're in front of just can't spend the entire sum without approval from a committee, but they might be able to spend a smaller amount without the committee's permission. To show you how this is done, let's go to David Sandler live.
Come on, how much do I want for it? I don't know. First of all, I don't know if I can help you. How much have you set aside for the study? And now we do monkey's paw. How much have you set aside for the study? He says, what study? You know, he doesn't know what study. They say, here's my problem. Suppose I told you I could get rid of the problem for $25,000. Now, I don't know if I can or not, but it's a big problem, right? And I say, okay, what's your first name again?
Gordon.
$25,000, baby, and you're back to 5% scrap. 4%, 3% scrap. Would you spend the money? Now, I don't say I can do it. $25,000, 3% scrap. Would we do business right now?
Yeah.
And I don't know if I can do it. Come on. If I could do it, it would be worth $25,000, right? But suppose I couldn't. Wouldn't you be just throwing another $25,000 away? Let's talk about how I work. First of all, the first step is for me to come in and take a look at what you're doing around here, and that's $2,500. Now, at the end of the $2,500 study, here's what I'm going to say to you. Gordon, you got a problem I can't fix, and you just blew another $2,500. But that can't happen. So I could say, Gordon, I can fix the problem. And I'll apply the $2,500 to whatever I think it's going to cost. Don't you think that makes sense? Gordon, what kind of decision-making process do you people go through around here when you get ready to make a $2,500 decision?
$2,500 I can take care of, but if this balloons to $25,000, then
there.
But I can make the
$2,500. But you can't do that right away.
$2,500.
I mean, not like today. Not now. What? You don't want to?
I can do that.
No, but you don't want to make it today? That's up to you, Gordon. I mean, I work. I'll work if you want me to, but if you don't want me to, we'll just forget the whole thing. Now, I want you to understand, you may lose your $2,500. I may not be able to help.